Hello, community. I am Tim Davis, and welcome to another episode of the Medical Minute, brought to you by Decatur Health. August 28th through September 3rd has been proclaimed as Overdose Awareness Week. It's a time to raise awareness for drug overdose, strengthen our efforts to prevent overdoses and substance use-related harms and deaths, and enhance our support for individuals with substance use disorders. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, since 1999, more than 932,000 people in the United States have died from a drug overdose. In 2020 alone, 91,799 drug overdose deaths occurred in the United States. Today, we are honored to have someone who has some extensive knowledge on this topic, and she happens to work here right at Decatur Health. As a board-certified physician's assistant in the family practice clinic, Julie Seifers. How are you doing today, and welcome to the Medical Minute.
Thank you for having me. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Okay, now we're talking about overdoses, and there's a lot of deaths that we've seen a rise on recently.
Yes.
Numbers are just crazy high.
Crazy high.
I'm really shocked at when we started researching all this, but what is the number one cause of the epidemic?
Excuse me. I think bad times, for one thing. It's easily accessible. It's cheap. That's what people are doing these days. It's easier to get high and strung out than it is to deal with life's problems.
Okay. Anything specific out there that we...
Well, opioids is things like Percocet, Norco, hydrocodone, morphine, those kinds of things. There also is a new trend this last year or two of fentanyl, which is a synthetic opioid. It's been around for a while, but we're seeing it more and more now than we did before. And I think people are using it, too, because there's such a need for mental health awareness and help, and it's just not there.
Now, we are seeing some numbers. What kind of numbers are we really looking at here? We're talking really high numbers, but
really
what exactly
numbers
are they?
Opioid is the deadliest drug. It accounts for 71.76%. That is more deadly than morphine, cocaine, and heroin. Opioids, in general, kills about three times as many people as cocaine, which I think is kind of alarming. I think people used to think cocaine and methamphetamines was the biggest, but it really is opioids. Opioids accounts for 24% of all opioid deaths in 2020. As of the last year, there were 7,136 Americans per day who die. So it's bad, and it's everywhere. I think to say it's not here is pretty naive, because it is everywhere. And I tell people, you can be naive, but it doesn't change the truth and it doesn't fix it. It doesn't help us. The national overdose rate from 2000 to 2019 increased 255.74%.
What can we do to help somebody? Is there signs that we need to look for?
Well, I think generally mental health is a big issue. And I think it's up to us as providers to make sure that the people who need mental health can get it. That's a little hard to do because we aren't in charge of the facilities.
Yeah.
So we can just do our best. I mean, that's all we can do. People don't realize fentanyl is out there. It's everywhere. And in 2021, fentanyl deaths were 26 times higher than in previous decades. In 2021, this study came out in December of 2021, 70,601 deaths from fentanyl. It was an increase of 25% over 2020, and it doubled from 2019. Fentanyl accounts for 87.5% of all opioid deaths. So of all those things we talked about, the Percocet, the Norco, the morphine, those kinds of things, fentanyl by itself is 87.5%.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Now, fentanyl, that's the one that Heath Ledger and Prince, that's the ones with those. Oh, my God. Michael Jackson. So what can we do to help?
If your loved one all of a sudden becomes somebody you don't know, their hygiene has changed, their behaviors changed, their attitude has changed, they look different, they sound different, they talk different, they're not showing up for work, they're not showing up for school, those kinds of things are all things that make us go, something is not quite right here. Now, not all of those people are using drugs, but it's a place to start.
It's
definitely a place to start.
Something to look
They're not going to tell you. And if you ask them, if you say, I noticed your attitude is different or whatever, are you using drugs? They are not going to say anything.
No, they're not going to tell
you. They're not going to tell you.
No. Okay, on that, if you need more information on Overdose Awareness Week, go to the CDC website at www.cdc.gov/drugoverdose/awareness. Or you can call them at their 800-232-4636 number If you or someone you know is struggling or in a crisis, you can call the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Service Administration helpline at 800-662-HELP, 800-662-4357. From your cell phone, you can call or text at 988. You'll be able to speak with a trained crisis counselor any time of the day or night. And with that, thank you, Julie, for stopping by and talking to us. If you guys want to see her, come to the Family Practice Clinic. You can also check out our DecaturHealth.org website and the Oberlin Herald for our monthly calendar for more information on when Julie's going to be around. So,
thank you so much for having me.
I'm Tim Davis, and this has been another edition of the Medical Minute brought to you by Decatur Health. Decatur Health, where compassion and healing come together.